The word of God given to us today are Luke 1:5-11. It's page 85 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I've been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, He has shown His favor and taken away my disgrace among the people. Amen." There's a song called "A Squirrel." A squirrel in the woods, a baby squirrel. He goes on a picnic with a corn lunch. Squirrel, squirrel, do a somersault. Hopping, hopping, today is a great day. This song makes us smile even with just listening to the song or reading the lyrics, because the image of squirrel in the autumn is so vivid here. However, for squirrels, the autumn is the busiest season. They do not have a luxury to go picnic and must collect food for coming winter. They are so busy in this season. That is why people call those who are busy preparing their future fall squatters. Squirrels dig a cave deep into the earth and several food storages around their home. From late September to early October, when average temperature gets 8 to 10 Celsius degrees, they go into their holes and start hibernation. They don't have a full hibernation during all winter. They sleep until the weather gets warm to eat some food and then go into sleep again. This becomes their routine until around mid-March next year, when they completely wake up from hibernation. Squirrels collect a pile of acorns for winter, but they cannot find some of the storages and food. For carrying acorns, they don't have pockets in their clothes like us. They don't carry bags, nor they use tools such as carts. They can only carry acorns inside their chicks. So looking at them, people also say someone is like a fall squatter when they think they are too much ambitious like those squirrels that amass too many acorns to find. However, it is so unfair for squirrels that people express them that way, because there is not even one single squirrel that can amass and store acorns enough to eat during all winter season. They go everywhere in the mountain to find food for winter. And they can carry 5 to 8 grams of acorns in their chicks at a time, which are only 1 to 2 acorns. Despite all this effort, they cannot find some of the acorns they stored. Here, the mysterious work of God begins. We eat food made with acorns, use acorns as medicine, but most of us do not plant an oak tree. The acorns in the squirrel storage look pathetic, considering they might grow well from spring to become fruit with moisture from the tree. And suddenly, got into the chick pocket of a squirrel and are hidden deep into the earth. However, in spring, when other acorns just fell on the earth or were eaten by humans or other animals in the woods may disappear, the hidden acorn inside the earth sprouts. The trees having acorns as their fruit are oak. And it takes approximately 15 years that a sprout becomes a tree and has fruit again. On the contrary, those squirrels that bury acorns and forget leave 10 years or so. This implies that when the acorn sprouts and becomes an oak tree, having acorns again as its fruit, the squirrels do not exist anymore. One acorn gets into the earth, but it becomes tens and thousands of them as time goes by, and it becomes a tree. It has fruit everywhere for hundreds of years of time. The mountain today might look the same as yesterday. And the mountain today could look similar as that you saw last year. And it might look just as some weather patterns when there is sunshine, rain, snow, and wind. Also, it could be seen just an instinct that squirrels eat, store acorns into the earth to survive. But think about it, and you would know that God is working on His time. God works on time, not only in the nature, but in this world as well. When on duty in the temple burning incense, Zechariah was so surprised with the word the angel told him. his rare chance to have a child. And he was told that his wife, Elizabeth, will have a son. The son will become a Nazareth who doesn't drink wine or strong alcohol at all and be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb to get the people of Israel to come back to God and prime them as loyal people of the Lord. When listening to him, Zechariah responded as in verse 18 of today's scripture. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years. How can I be sure of this?" This is very negative. So the Message Bible translates this as, "Do you expect me to believe this?" Zechariah had to respond this way because he and his wife were old. When translating being old literally, it's entering a lot of days, including all the hopes, patience, sighs, and abandonment of Zechariah and Elizabeth. When married, Zechariah, a descendant of Aaron, and Elizabeth might have hope to have children. At the time, having a child was a symbol of God's peace, while no child was considered as punishment of God. Therefore, the couple must have hoped as many children as possible. They might have wondered when they can have one and made resolutions to take care of their child well enough to become a good person of God. And it went into several months and years, but they don't have a baby. Nevertheless, they didn't give up, but wait. As many more years went by, people around them started looking at them differently, and they became subject of gossip. Although they were patient all along, sometimes they were disappointed. When again many more years have passed, they came to think that biologically cannot be parents anymore, and they finally gave up having a baby at all. Although Zechariah and Elizabeth had no child, they were reverent before God and spent meaningful days. On coming Thursday, 13th, there will be SAT, College Scholastic Aptitude Test. And 20 days since then, on December 3rd, students will get their scores. The scoring system in Korea is so complicated, and the national top could change based on the standard to be used. In the past, the system was uniform, and the top was clear and only one. When the score is announced, all the press and media call and visit the top and let him or her know. Then the top gets so surprised. I've never seen a person who said, "I knew I'd become the top." Let us assume that you are those students taking SAT with grades around 25th out of 30 persons in total. And you are almost the last, because 4 of 30 do not attend classes, as 2 of them were admitted for their sporting ability, and the other 2 will move out of the country and learn English only. You might think you studied hard enough, but there were not many questions that you can solve. Thankfully, all of them were multiple choice questions. You solved some and randomly marked anything for others. You might have even reviewed and changed the answers as you had plenty of time left. On the day you receive your score, you receive a phone call to be told that you are the national top. You will never believe it. The same goes to Zechariah. He was chosen among all the other Israelites for 400 years as the father of John, who prepares the way on which God will come. It is nothing to surprise when you are surprised. When Abraham turned 99 and Sarah 89, God told them to have a son. And the Genesis 17:17 testifies the response of Abraham as follows. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? The response of Abraham is more negative than Zechariah. He couldn't even look at the face of God and fell face down and laughed. It was written laughed, but actually he scoffed. When we are told something ridiculous, we say, "Are you kidding me?" Abraham's response is exactly the same. He said in his mind, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old?" This sentence is written in passive. Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? This means that what Abraham wondered was not about whether or not he can have a baby, but what God could achieve through such old man like himself or his wife. Even after being told that his wife Elizabeth will bear a son, John, and John will take such role, Zechariah could believe. So the angel revealed his position as follows in verse 19. The angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news." In the Bible, there are only 2 names of angel, Michael and Gabriel. Michael appears in Daniel, Jude, and revelation to show him as God's soldier to fight against great enemies for the people of God. And Gabriel is mostly the angel who delivers the word of God and good news to the people of God in Daniel and Luke. Gabriel says the news that it delivers is not a fiction and not impossible. And it stands in the presence of God to inform this is how God will work. This is good news, that is gospel, because it will save not only Zechariah and Elizabeth, but all the people. And Zechariah answers as follows in verse 20, "And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time." When Zechariah didn't believe the word of God delivered through the angel Gabriel, he couldn't speak. Nevertheless, it doesn't mean that God's will to let the couple have John and let him prepare for the way God will come has canceled or changed. God works in His own way, no matter what people believe or not. Only when God wants to work through us, we then could become the pathway of God. That is our joy and the glory we can enjoy as the creatures of God. Although Zechariah was so surprised that he couldn't believe the word of God delivered through Gabriel, the angel says that the words will come true at their proper time. The word time in Greek is kairos, which means the time decided by God. It is the time when God interrupts and God works. The time when the word through Gabriel is fulfilled is, on the surface, when the darkness of no child disappears from Zechariah, but in fact, this is the time when God sends His Son to the earth to save all the people. Even if the people of Israel thought that the Malachi prophet was the last and God will no longer work, God was waiting for His time to send His Son. Due to the jealousy of elder brothers, Joseph was sold to Egypt at the age of 18. And he was 30 when in charge of the whole land of Egypt. For 13 years of time in the middle, he had to live as a slave and moreover in jail. For Joseph, it must have been extremely hard time of patience. At the time when Joseph became a slave, the life of slave did not end with one generation. Once you become a slave, you're a lifetime slave, and your children become slaves as well. The jail term also was not fixed. Unless you are released, you are being put to death. This tells how hard the life of Joseph must have been. Although Joseph was in jail, he gained trust from the guard chief and took in charge of prisoner management and general operation of the jail. At the age of 28, the cupbearer and chief baker of Pharaoh were imprisoned. The Bible does not tell what they did against Pharaoh or if they were falsely accused, but only says that they were put in custody in the same place where Joseph was confined. The house of Potiphar might not be the only prison in the whole land of Egypt. Nevertheless, those two men were put in the same prison where Joseph was. This even seems that the bride is brought to a place where the groom is waiting for. This place becomes a meeting plaza or meeting prison. One day, the two former officials had similarly looking but different dreams, and they could never know what the dream means and were worried. Joseph interpreted the dreams that the cupbearer will be reinstated and the chief baker will be hanged. Joseph's interpretation turned right when one man was reinstated and the other was hanged to death 3 days later. As Genesis 40:15 testifies, Joseph told the cupbearer that he be reinstated and ask him a favor as follows: "But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison, for I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon." Joseph was patient as a slave in prison, but in his mind, he still felt unfair. He said he was forcibly carried off from the land of Hebrews. This also means that he was stolen. He belonged to the land of Hebrews, and someone stole him without permission into the house of Potiphar to be his slave and into the prison. And he feels that his life was stolen and wants to go back to his father. The cupbearer might have promised that, "I will mention you to Pharaoh when I am really reinstated, as you said." But Genesis 40:23 testifies the cupbearer as follows: "The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him." How happy Joseph was when seeing the chief cupbearer was reinstated. How much has been waiting for a messenger to come with the word of Pharaoh to come home. However, the cupbearer forgot him. If there were no promise at all, he wouldn't have waited. But the disappointment of Joseph got deeper and deeper. If the cupbearer has told Pharaoh to let Joseph go, Joseph would have come back to his father, Jacob, and that could have been the last scene of Joseph in the Bible. However, it was not the time of God. Joseph appears in front of Pharaoh when no one could interpret his dream after 2 years have passed since then, and became the governor of the whole land of Egypt. About the life of Joseph, Psalm 105:17-19 sings as follows: "And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles, his neck was put in irons, till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. His neck was put in irons." The neck here also indicates life or soul. And the word being put means go in or go out. All this means that the life or soul of Joseph was stabbed with the irons. Like the fish speared with the harpoon, breathing hard and flipping itself, Joseph felt the same way in prison and as a slave. It wasn't that God had no power to stop him from being sold as a slave, nor he turned a blind eye to Joseph when he was falsely put in custody. He didn't give up. God had a word to fulfill through Joseph and was waiting for the word to be met. Thanks to such Joseph, family of Jacob could live in Egypt, and now we have the great work of Exodus 400 years later. Is your life in the dark, like the acorns stored for squirrels' food? Are you in pain without knowing how to untie your entangled life, like that of Joseph? Or are you in frustration like Zechariah because you can't believe what is happening around you and speak? God is waiting for the time when His words are fulfilled in our lives. Let us wait the time of God with faith. God, who is going before us, will tell us, as He did to Zechariah, "My words will come true at their proper time." Let us pray. We thank You for letting us realize again that those acorns are pathetic with being taken by squirrels and put deep under the earth. But God lets the acorns become healthy oak trees bearing tens of thousands of fruit. Although Joseph was sold by his brothers to become a slave and put in custody, God let him become a tree of the governor of Egypt 13 years later and had the tree bear millions of fruit through the Exodus 400 years later. We thank you that God is the same God we believe in. Even though Zechariah couldn't believe that his son will prepare for the way that the Lord comes through, God fulfills his words, and we have hope thanks to faithful God, not our fragile faith. Allow us to become those who are waiting for the time of God to come. Help us be out of foolishness to decide the time ourselves, but believe that the time decided by God and God's way is the best for us, so that may we become the tree of holy truth at the proper time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.